Each year, one in 10 babies born in the U.S. spends time in the neonatal intensive care unit. Years later, many of these children can have developmental, learning, or behavioral challenges, including autism. Well, a new study in San Antonio is designed to determine if different kinds of nurturing in the first few months of life could improve outcomes. Wendy Rigby of Texas Public Radio reports.
Baby Angel came into the world early. 11 weeks early, to be exact, weighing less than 4 pounds.
He was so tiny and had all these wires on him, and I was scared to hurt him.
Angel's mother, Connie De La Rosa, spends as much time as she can with her son in the neonatal intensive care unit of San Antonio's University Hospital.
They look very, very fragile.
Nurse Umber Darzalek says there's no script for mothers of tiny, sometimes sick babies.
A lot of women don't know how to approach their babies, especially when there are tubes and lines coming out of all directions. We see moms looking terrified.
That's why Dr. Martha Welch of Columbia University Medical Center in New York is studying an intervention called family nurture. She says physical pain, along with an unnatural hospital setting for mother-infant bonding, can set up these babies for difficulties later.
They're isolated. We think they're being adversely conditioned to human contact because so much of the contact is challenging as tubes and IVs and skin pricks.
Welch says early in life, when babies cuddle in their mother's arms or nurse or have eye contact, they develop a bond at the visceral level in the autonomic nervous system that's responsible for what we call gut feelings. That means later in life, you may feel calmer just by being around your mother.
We did a very successful first trial with amazing outcomes, totally different from the usual outcomes for preterm infants in terms of cognition, language, risk for autism, behavior.
Those results included increased brain activity in the frontal lobe, which correlates to emotions and socialization, and significantly less risk for autism spectrum behaviors at 18 months of age. Now, San Antonio's University Hospital is taking a page from Columbia's playbook, conducting a family nurturing study of its own to try and replicate positive results for these babies.
It was like, wow.
Neonatologist Dr. Alice Gong says during her 3 decades of dealing with mother-baby interaction, she's witnessed the temper tantrums and intestinal issues that often plague neonatal ICU babies for years. The tiptoe parenting mothers and fathers have practiced with their sick newborns can translate into behavioral and coping problems for their children later.
They're so scared they're going to die that they pretty much don't mother them the same way they do their other children.
Dr. Gong is recruiting 50 moms and babies for her study. De La Rosa is the first.
She told me that it would help my baby connect. I hold him skin to skin, talk to my baby, show him emotions. Now, mommy instincts are kicking in.
Dr. Welch says by 18 months, 1 in 4 neonatal ICU babies has behaviors that fall somewhere on the autism spectrum. She says using family nurture intervention, that number decreased to 1 in 10. The ultimate goal of these studies, Welch says, is to change the culture in neonatal intensive care units across the country. For Here and Now, I'm Wendy Rigby in San Antonio.